Do you want to relax? Are you having trouble sleeping or focusing? CBD reduces anxiety, chronic pain, seizures, PTSD, depression. Try our CBD gummies or chocolates. You will be very satisfied. Visit cbdcollections.net. cbdcollections.net. cbdcollections.net.
Folks, Chris Daly here. It's good to be with you in another Jamaican chat occasion. And we have a sparkling conversation that we're going to be entering with Dr. Eleanor Wendt. She's a retired professor who specializes in social work and social activism, but she's also a tremendous author, has authored many books that you'll see. She's been a parent, a grandparent. She's done it all. She says impact not just across the globe, be it in Canada, the US, Africa, and the Caribbean. She does has a passion to share her knowledge and to build up families and communities. And she uses her books and her blogs to really build self-confidence in children. And so it's of no surprise that her recent release of Marcus Teaches Us is written to teach children of all walks of life and cultures, giving them a simple version of Marcus Garvey's key concepts, including God's love, race, pride, self-determination, and self-identity. To do the interview this evening will be my co-partner, Janice Maxwell. Take it away.
Oh, thank you, Chris. Hi, Dr. Wendt. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. Sure. We really appreciate you giving us some of your time. So tell us about your Jamaican roots.
That's an interesting, well, what do you mean by Jamaican roots, Ami? I'm Jamaican. What are you thinking?
Well, tell me where you grew up in Jamaica, your experience from the moving from Jamaica to the diaspora, things of that nature.
Oh, well, I grew up, yeah, in Jamaica. When I think of roots, I always think of, sometimes you think of where you're coming from. And I find it very interesting because there's no doubt about our African ancestry. So I tend to feel my roots are in Africa and Jamaica.
Mm-hmm. What parish did you grow up in?
Good question. My father traveled all over Jamaica. He worked all over Jamaica. So I spent most of my time in St. Andrew and in St. Anne when I was growing up. Yeah. And I just love St. Anne naturally. But I had a grandmother who was very strict. my mother used to worry when we go down there for summer holidays because we didn't get any holiday. We still had to do schoolwork.
Well, it's good. I mean, we don't see it as children, we see that as work, but they just wanted to ensure that you didn't forget what you learned. Because that's what I hear, that when you go on summer vacation, you lose like 10-15% of what you learned during the year. Have you ever heard that?
That's what they say, but I wasn't losing anything.
You dedicated your life to social work. What motivated and nurtured such a choice?
I don't know if it's a choice. I find in my life I don't consider myself having choices. I really think that I don't believe in coincidences, and I move in the understanding that God is directing my life, and I live with that. So social work came about after I was in the medical the lab thing, you know. And you know, your parents say, what you going to do with your life, kind of thing. And I said, okay, what's the choice? And you know, they said, you have to make a choice. So I said, all right, I will do medicine, because I was in the medical field. And I applied way over in Scotland, University of Aberdeen, got into the medical program. And then as I realized that that's not it, that's really not it. So I went into social work, because I was looking around me and seeing people like Sybil Francis. I don't know if you remember her, Sybil Francis, a fantastic woman. And John Maxwell, the first John Maxwell.
He was a journalist, right?
Yes, and they did some.
Yeah, I remember him, because, yes, you know, I do the journalist thing. So yes, some of my role models, Jamaican-wise, John, yes, Maxwell, John Rostrum. He was the first. He created Freedom's Journal in the 1800s. And that was the first oriented newspaper in the U.S.
Okay.
And he was a Jamaican. Yeah, so I love journalism, you know. But yeah, you...
But I'm not journalism at all. What I was looking at with those people was the community, the fact that they dedicated their lives to trying to make the surroundings and the environment better. In other words, trying to make people's life better. And I said to myself, you know, that's where I'm going, social work. So I just switched and went to the University of the West Indies. And while I was there, I found to my horror that most of the texts were from England and the United States. And so I became a little bit of a troublemaker and started my life as activist, not only in physical sense, but trying to change the curriculum, trying to change, make changes in the program and where we're getting our knowledge from, because there's a lot of knowledge. There's a lot of knowledge in the Caribbean, and people go on as if we haven't written.
But we're under the colonial system. Yeah, and that's why it's so important to have a leader like Marcus Garvey, and you created two wonderful books about that, about Marcus Garvey, and we're really impressed with that. I was able to give my cousin and my neighbor your book, so that was just very appreciative, considering the environment they live in, and that was that's commendable of you. You know, your work is giving you an international footprint. What are the three takeaways still stirs your heart and calls the folks to continue to invest to make a difference?
To make a difference? To make a difference in other people's lives?
Yes.
I'm not sure I'm getting the question clearly.
Well, what I'm saying, in other words, you, by writing your book, you are investing in the future, and the future is our children. And so that's how you're making a difference. You're making, you're stirring their imagination. Because one thing I like about your book is that they see images that look like themselves. You even have a section where you could do the crafting, you know, like the match words. And I'm very impressed with that. I like that in children's books. You know, it's not just a read and they listen, but it's a read and interact, you know? So in your retirement, you've turned your attention using the pen to make a difference. And what was your motivational choice to use Marcus Garvey?
Well, it's not intentionally just Marcus Garvey. I started off, I have great respect for writers. I am not a writer, I'm sorry to say. I use a pen, but I'm not a writer. And when I look in Jamaica and the Caribbean, I see some awesome writers. That's the fact of the matter. So I said, this is not why I'm writing. Why I'm writing is to give people some more knowledge about what they can do with their life. Because my whole concentration is around self-concept, how you see yourself, how you move people. Yeah, the dignity.
And Marcus was able to do that.
Yes.
You know, he gave a lot of self-esteem to the communities that he touched. And you have a publishing house with an online presence. What made you move to that direction?
Because then I can blog, I can review books. I want to eventually start to, you know, put out some more publications. But right now I have two streams in my books, the books that I have. One is Marcus Garvey, and the other is a children's series. Now, I have decided that I'm working with children, and I'm working with children every way that I can. So, for example, I have a series called Tweet Tweet and Friends, which is about a penguin. Now, the penguin is teaching the children how to manage their emotions. Yes? So this came out of a collaboration with my granddaughter, who at that time was 9. So everything started from there. What was happening to her? What did she think? And then how we could build it. So I'm still building it. I'm at book 3 with her. But the other side is Marcus Garvey. And Marcus Garvey, I try to simplify, because people have a lot of misconceptions about Marcus Garvey. They listen to snippets and popular quotes, and they don't take the time to find out exactly the context of these statements and what he's really saying. So I say, let me just start slowly and work, start with the 4 and 5 year olds and work up through the 69s. And I'm not going further than 69-year-olds because I have to face facts. I am not totally in tune with older children because their life has changed so substantially. But I know that if I can, their life and their environment and the surroundings, but if I can catch them from 4 coming up to 9 and you know, give them substantial facts and ways of doing things along with their parents, then I will have accomplished the goal of establishing a positive self-concept and a positive understanding of who you are as a Black person. Because my books really tend to, all the Marcus Garvey books are towards Black folk. The Tweet Tweet and Friends towards every young child of that age, hopefully. And it's a Tweet Tweet is a girl, so it will attract girls more than boys.
Yes, and young girls, young Black girls need reassurance because there's so many things coming at them. So I was really impressed when I saw the book. When I got your book, I was like, my neighbor definitely needs this, because I see some things going on that should not be going on in her life.
Yeah.
And so it's good to have these kind of books, to see Black images, positive Black people who've really impacted.
You know, Janice, I did this last verse. The first time I did Marcus Garvey was with Irika Baker, who was now passed. And then the last one I did was with a 9-year-old, Anu, Anu Yah Kadai Stewart. His name is, I think, quite beautiful because it's a combination of courageous and I forget what Anu is. Maybe I can look it up to make sure I know what it is. Sent from heaven. Sent from heaven.
Oh, okay.
It's a 9-year-old. He's a 9-year-old boy from Trelawney. And his parents are very creative, and he's homeschooled, and he has this interest in Marcus Garvey. He has his own YouTube channel.
Really?
Yes. And he talks about Marcus Garvey, and he talks about making Marcus Garvey real and live. and adapting Marcus Garvey's principles in your life. So I have established two wonderful contacts. One is my granddaughter and one is Anu. And both of them keep me on my toes, because you realize children's minds, even though I was teaching this at university, I see it unfolding in front of me, you know? Mm-hmm. Children's minds are quite different, the way they think and the way they put things together. So I'm just trying, especially now with Marcus Garvey, especially in this time when we're trying, we have sent in our petitions for exoneration, because people don't really seem to understand why it is necessary to have this request for exoneration.
So what unique perspective does your work deliver?
What unique perspective? That yes. I focus on children. I will only produce things for children. Mm-hmm. That's my perspective.
Have this work been received? How has it been received?
Oh, I think very positively. Sure. There's quite a... I have some continuing work coming up this year and next mm-hmm. year around. And also I'm making contacts with Black writers. And I'm here in Canada, I am learning more about the Canadian Black experience and working on a project, hopefully that starts later on this year, around Marcus Garvey. Because, you know, Garvey visited Canada and spent some time here.
Well, I did not know that.
Yes.
It's so good to learn so much about this incredible man. How would you recommend folks get access to your work?
Oh, well, everything is on my website. It's EAW Publications. Mm-hmm. EAWPublications.com. And everything I do, I try to get it in there somehow. So my website keeps developing from time to time. Yeah.
In an age where video dominates our attention, what wisdom do you have for parents and students to consider the importance of making reading important?
Well, I always say Marcus Garvey has a philosophy, a course on African philosophy, and he speaks about intelligence. And in intelligence, he says, you must never stop learning. One must never stop reading. Mm. To be able to read intelligently, you must first be able to master the language of your country. Exactly. Never write or speak on a subject you know nothing about. Never go down in intelligence to those who are below you, but if possible, help to lift them up to you. So the question you were saying about reading, because as he says, if you don't read, you don't get a full grasp of the subject. It's one thing to watch a video and get some takeaways. That's very important. That's critical. But I think we cannot emphasize enough the power of reading, because it opens up all sorts of capacity in your person's mind. And children learn how to speak as well as to find, they become interested in a subject, so they will learn more about it. And things like they will delve into a topic much more if the book is interesting. So reading opens up so many possibilities, and it affects your speech. You know, if you have sources,
it enriches your vocabulary.
Yes,
it does.
Basically, and the point that he makes about reading in your own language is so critical, because mm-hmm. Jamaica is seems to be conflicted. I do not know why, but we have Miss Lou telling us about our mm-hmm. own language and being proud of ourselves with our own language, and everything mm-hmm. that's out there in the media is in our own language. We have a mixture. We have some sort of halfway patois and full patois and country patois and whatnot. And I know there's dictionaries and all that kind of thing. But if you meet Jamaicans, we have our own language. And we need them. We have so many books that are written in our own language. So children need to understand our own language and read. Yes.
Yes. You've let go quite a few gems. So as we close, do you have any parting words for our audience?
No, not really. Look within yourself. Look within yourself. Make sure that you are not, what can I say? I really believe that we can't be judgmental of one another. It's very easy, but it's not wise. So look within yourself and see how you can develop your own self, your own self-image. And from there, it will spill over. It is, it will bring you closer to other people's realities, and you can look at them with them. So you have to know yourself properly.
I see. Well, to learn more about Dr. Eleanor Wendt, you can purchase her two books, all her books. But I really encourage everyone to get those two Marcus Garvey books, and you can get them at eawpublications.com. To learn more about Jamaican Diaspora, visit jamaicandiaspora.com. To learn more about Chris Daly, visit chrisdaly360.com. Dr. Wendt, we really enjoyed spending some time with you. Bye now.
Thank you so much, Janice. It was a pleasure and a privilege being here. Thank you so much.